Again I hear the strains of crimined sweep between the dripping cedars in the street. Bleak morning rain had seeped in wedge-shaped stains where buttresses of grey-grained stonework gripped. Tall walls encased the massive fabric slipped from righteousness. The muted melody of Lydia drifted, blown where wind gusts whipped and rattled cedar seed pods through the leaves. The four-square architectural sermon preached in bluestone stood and sombered there, but glowed in sound as marching bars of aureole rose around the masoned coping, and where strong embrasured windows mirrored walls that chose to set in rock the faith they bore on song. A row of wet rosettes against the wall, where rain beads gleamed on shining wheel spokes, past restrained, stained, muted, nonconformist glass, the ordered soaring chords of Richmond rolled across the pagan tuneless whistle blast that winter blows to summon in the cold. Today the building stands unaltered, and the keystone tunes its congregation sings still lilt the wind, and though time's passing brings me now to quieter, reasoned views, I've found that my calm humanism sometimes rings with curiously shallow, tinkling sounds, tin cymbal sounds that drown when cedars weep or crimmoned paces down a windswept street.